This is American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. The death toll is now 48 after authorities discovered a trailer full of illegal aliens abandoned on a road in San Antonio. They were trapped inside the trailer in brutal heat, but somehow others survived after being rescued. At least three people are dead and 50 injured after an Amtrak train derailed in Missouri. Matt Stewart with Fox TV affiliate WDAF has more.
We do know that this Amtrak Southwest chief stopped in Kansas City yesterday morning, picked up some passengers, and then resumed its journey to Chicago. There were a total of 275 people on board and 12 crew members. Around 12:30 yesterday afternoon, as they came through this rural part of Missouri, the train came to a crossing with no flashing lights and no crossing arms. At the same time, a dump truck was trying to drive across. The train hit it. Eight cars derailed, throwing the passengers all around as it slid to a stop in the culvert. Those passengers then broke out windows and helped each other up and out, grateful to be alive, but not everyone survived.
An organization of mothers says it stands with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in his fight with the Biden administration over LGBT policies and school lunches. Tiffany Justice of Moms for Liberty.
A lot of children across the country get what's called free or reduced lunch. That means a portion of their lunch, either half or all of their lunch, is covered by the federal government and by tax dollars. What the Biden administration has said is if you don't adhere to what they would like, which are transgender guidelines, really erasing biological sex in place of gender identity, then you may not get free or reduced lunch for your students. So I guess that means, from the Biden administration, tough luck to kids who can't afford to eat lunch at school. I'm not exactly sure why the federal government would want to starve children.
Everything Americans buy to survive keeps going up with no immediate relief in sight. Gasoline, groceries, and other essentials have doubled under Joe Biden's watch. Yet he blames Russian President Vladimir Putin. But is anyone buying that? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says no.
Nobody's buying that. Nobody's buying that because we know exactly how different it was when President Trump was in the White House. And it's all these decisions, energy costs. You know, if you look at a typical farmer in South Dakota right now, they're spending thousands of dollars more to run one tractor for a week than they did just a year ago. And then when you have the federal government attacking them the way that they are right now, it's a challenge.
A conservative activist believes opponents of abortion owe a vote of thanks to Donald Trump for doing more than any previous pro-life president to ensure that the high court would reverse the terrible error that was made in 1973.
June 24th was a day that many pro-life warriors wondered if they would ever see. After nearly 50 years of prayers, marches, heated debates, and brutal confirmation battles, the Supreme Court finally overturned Roe v. Wade. The court ruled that there is no right to abortion in the Constitution. Gary Bauer is president of American Values. He says we owe a big thanks to Donald Trump.
President Trump put a majority of the justices on the court who overturned Roe versus Wade. Of the five justices, three of them were appointed by President Trump. He did more than any previous pro-life president to ensure that the court would reverse the terrible error that was made in 1973 when they incorrectly found that there was some sort of abortion right in the United States Constitution.
And Bauer believes Republicans need to take a stand against a culture of death that has taken over the Democrat Party.
I haven't seen Democrats this angry since Republicans took away their slaves. So the Republican Party should not tremble at the anger. Anybody that's going to vote first and foremost before anything else on the right to abort a baby in all 9 months of the pregnancy is not somebody that was ever going to vote for the Republican Party.
I'm Chad Groening.
More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.